offensive than Mandingo. More shocking than Behind the Green Door. More erotic than Deep Throat.
Hi, this is Herb Katz, and welcome to Dial-A-Dork, the Cleveland radio home for nerds, geeks, and dorks. For the next hour, we'll take your calls about your crashed computer, your hung-up software, your level 17 paladin, or whatever geek-worthy topic you have in mind. Call us at 216-578-1300 and let the Dial-A-Dork community assist you. And now, here's your Cleveland dorks.
I just wanted to say that I'm a nerd.
Y'all ready for this? Welcome to Dial-A-Dork, everyone. My name is Irv Katz. It is, holy shitballs, it is 8:02. That's as close to 8 o'clock as we've started in a long time.
Earliest start ever. We should drink early more often.
We should. We should. Yeah, my name is Irv. I may have already said that. I'm really not sure. My short-term memory is a little screwed up from years and years of abuse. It's all chemical. I am joined tonight by a skeleton crew of dorks here. I've got Dr. J, the science gay.
I compose the small bones of the skeleton.
That'd be James Schmidt. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
James is officially the bones of the inner ear.
Exactly. I'm the far-flung Isles of Langerhans.
Yeah, the Isles of Langerhans. Yeah. And we are here with Dewey the Answer Man, Drusif Ivan.
Hello.
Hello, indeed.
Word.
So we've got all kinds of things to talk about. There's some big news coming out of the world of the internet. It's going to be relevant to all of us, so we'll be covering that soon. And and we've also got a report on a household item that can kill you.
Oh, awesome.
Tune in at 11.
That's right.
No, I'm kidding. We don't actually have it. I'm trying some of that new teaser technology.
It's in your living room, and it could give you nut cancer. Next at 12. Yeah.
No, they're going to say, where's the details at 11, and then you turn at 11, and they save it till the end of the show. And it turns out that what can give you nut cancer is like the new couch with a built-in microwave or
right,
something like
right.
that.
Right, the nut warmer.
Yeah, the nut warmer. The
you know what? I got one of those,
the
though.
Electric nut warmer?
Very toasty on your balls.
Okay.
Toasty on a cold night. Nothing, Drew?
Nothing at all?
I did have something, but
awesome.
I think that up next to that, it's going to sound wrong, so I'll save it for a few minutes.
Now we've got,
I disagree
we got
entirely.
Big news story. We've got YWOW. We've got Thinky Thing. We don't have any.
We got the
Dork
Almighty.
We don't have any Dork Almighty's free software of the week because he's not here.
He's a
and
whore.
You know what's ironic about that?
Free rowing software.
I installed Linux on a laptop today. Yeah, I wanted to talk to him about it.
Oh,
nice.
He's going to miss out.
He's a rowing whore.
I'll catch him tomorrow.
Rowing's not a sport. Rowing's a way to get somewhere. Riding the bus isn't a sport. Why the fuck should rowing be a sport?
That's
George
pretty funny.
Carlin. That's George Carlin. And most of it's not true.
Wasn't most of it about hockey?
Hockey is the other thing. Hockey is three things at once. Hockey is playing with a puck, ice skating, and beating the shit out of somebody.
That's hard to do. Anyway, look. So what did I say we had? We have news items. We have YWOWs. We have Thinky Things.
We got the Nauticon wrap up.
But that's what we're going to do first. We're going to talk about our experience at Nauticon 3 or Nauticon 2006. What is the nomenclature?
I don't know.
I think it's Nauticon 2006.
It was Nauticon 06,
Either
I think.
One will work
but I think they called it Nauticon 3.
Yeah. Well, anyway, and if you look at if you look up the Wikipedia entry of Nauticon, you will see a picture from Nauticon 2 of who was it? Like
it's very Dory
myself
guys.
And
it's,
Russ.
It's Dory
and Dory's interviewing
and
Radman.
Yeah, exactly.
So I took the liberty of mentioning the Nauticon radio project on the Nauticon Wikipedia entry, and then I was able to finagle a link to a Dial-A-Dork entry and a Dial-A-Dork link, so that'll help our Googling.
Although, as of this morning, you couldn't search for Dial-A-Dork on Wikipedia. I don't think it's an index yet. You have to go to Nauticon and click the link.
That is bullshit.
Oh, that hardly seems fair.
That is bullshit.
That hardly seems fair.
It might be
fair.
Different by now.
I'll check
I'm checking it right now.
All right. Well, who can be faster? Probably Irv, because I'm one-handed typing.
Well, yeah,
usual.
So let's nobody talk. Let's all just furiously type.
I'm angry at typing.
I just searched for dial.
Dial dash a dash dork.
I think that's not good enough.
I got bupkis.
Well, it looks like I got the entry for dial. Which has a picture of an old telephone.
Dial and Dork and Irv Katz.
Do we have any listeners yet?
Nope.
I don't think so.
Tiger going to tune in.
Tiger, you liar. By the way, Dial space Dork brings up Police Academy 5 assignment Miami Beach.
Dial-A-Dork brings up
Bupkis.
But if you click on the thing, whoa.
What, dude?
Wikipedia does not have an article with this exact name. But I did a Dial-A-Dork article.
Yeah, we'll do it
didn't
again.
Didn't I?
Do it again.
Or did somebody delete my page?
Somebody must have deleted your page for being a scene whore.
That's not. Oh yeah, scene whore. Who put up the, who
that?
Put
was
up
last
that
year.
Sign
I don't know.
Year.
I don't know. That was good though. And the highlight. Well, we're on it now. We're already there. The highlight, as far as I was concerned, was you rehashing the fact that you stole somebody's logo. As some guy walked by, like, yeah, that was Jen. Yeah, thanks a lot, assholes. As he walked down to the hallway, I'm like, wait, whoa, come back. We'll interview you.
Yeah, really.
And he came back in and was like, no, it's okay. We're having a party later. He gave us a hotel room number.
Yeah, we didn't
later on, later on, I heard some guy giving that hotel room number out to one of my former students.
That's right. That's right. Dr. J did have some of his former students sitting in the lobby, though.
The awkward run-in.
That was a little
awkward.
A little weird.
Yep.
Yeah. A little weird.
Sorry. At least
I don't understand. Where's my Dial-A-Dork entry?
Well, like I said, go to the Nauticon entry, and you can click on Dial-A-Dork.
But I don't understand.
I'm telling you, it's not in the index yet.
But if you, it says,
my God, what's the matter with you, son? Listen to what he's saying. Jesus Christ.
I don't. But
undrink those martinis.
No, that was me.
That was him.
And they were delicious.
I don't understand. I don't understand.
They were fantastic.
I don't understand. I went to en.wikipedia.org/wiki/dial.
Let's explain how Wikipedia works.
Oh,
to
maybe
Irv.
The you know what? The second D is capitalized and
oh,
is it case sensitive?
You're a douchebag. You are a complete and utter douchebag.
This week, this will be called Dial a Douchebag.
Dial a Dumbass.
It's totally case sensitive after the first letter. It automatically capitalizes the first letter.
It is. And then it's case sensitive. Okay, so now
how do we do that?
When
what do we do?
When now from now
we
on
redirect?
When we yeah, exactly. Or from when we talk to our people, we have to tell them that it's dial-A-DORCK.
So if you want to see the Wikipedia entry that I
oh my God, I'm on there. I made it. I'm in Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Holy shitballs, Larry.
Yeah, it looks like you're a Republican, but that's not what it means.
It's not.
That means regular.
Republican or other.
I have regular and occasional.
I notice you've put the code up here. Hey, can we?
You could have just made two
you
lists.
Know what?
You know,
fuck
the regulars.
Russ. Change Russ to occasional.
Damn.
No,
rough.
I'm just kidding.
I think there's a little bit of tension between Russ and James.
Oh, yeah.
James needed the time change to 9, and Russ is like, oh, so just James asks and he gets whatever he wants?
No, there's... Russ and I live on the tension between the two of us. Without it, I mean, we are the you know, it's like
Oscar
that
and
guy
Felix.
And that guy. We are we're not Oscar and Felix because both of us are Oscar.
Flaming. Oh
no, both of us love the.
Both
cock.
Of them really
no,
are Felix.
It's not true. None of that's true, except for Russ.
Russ
he
is a healthy combination of Oscar and Felix. All right. So anyway, so yes, you can find the Dial-A-Dork entry.
Well, Matt is a Linux open source devotee.
Okay, well, you can find the Dial-A-Dork entry on the Wikipedia if you look for dial-a-dork, but capitalize both D's.
Which was stupid.
Capitalize
stupid.
No. Capitalize both D's, and don't forget the hyphens.
My favorite is that there are only three links on our whole Wikipedia entry, and anybody who can guess what they are really
no,
deserves a medal.
There's external
links.
No.
Three internal. I'm talking about the internal links. The Cleveland, Ohio one, the Car Talk, and then website.
Yeah, that's true. That's
Doe.
True. I can't believe...
Doe.
Well, and I think it looks like Amitai got into it because he added an external link to Schmanz Casting.
Excellent. Thus the beauty of the Wikipedia. Or Wikipedia.
So, I can only assume that Schmanz Casting is the the Amitai blog.
His last name is Schlayer.
Schlayer.
I am not a Schlayer. I'm telling you the truth.
That's the truth.
That's awful.
Der
that
Strudel.
That is awful. Der Strudel, he vixen the Sithovenderson.
There's sauerkraut in my lederhosen. All right, so anyway, Dewey,
oh,
you
boy.
Were most heavily involved in the Nauticon this year of the
yes,
Dial-A-Dork.
Tell me what I missed.
Oh,
what?
You guys missed so much.
We were only there from about 8 to 1:30 in the morning
on
Friday night.
And I only had about 100 beers, so
I drank a lot, and I got pretty drunk.
Oh, man.
And we were kind of just talking.
Good
and
Christ
we
on a
We talked
bun.
So much that Matt just got up and left at one
no,
point.
No, Matt.
You gave
Matt,
him a headache.
No, Matt. He Matt, had the headache. Matt had already had an. It wasn't that he'd had enough. Matt was like, I'm done. I'm sick. I'm getting ill. Dewey was the one that was like, you know what? You're not going to miss me. I'll see you later. Bye-bye.
I wasn't trying to be rude.
I know you weren't
well,
trying
Dewey,
to be
so
rude.
So tell us what you did on Friday. Let's start with Friday.
Well, I forgot to bring my program with all the notes and everything, but
I'm sure you can find it
on nauticon.org. Yet.
I didn't know there was a program.
Oh,
Jesus.
There's a program.
I love fucking programs.
Whee!
So
it's a program.
I did a lot of things. I'm just going to hit the highlights.
Sure.
I went to a talk by Ilanka Dunnan about cryptos. Have you heard about cryptos?
What are
it's
those?
It's that statue that they put in the CIA headquarters, and it's got all these codes all over it.
Really?
Really.
You wouldn't lie about this.
Wait. It's about who. It's about who doing what?
The CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency.
Maybe you've heard of them.
Built a new building, and as part of the artwork, they put up this sculpture called Cryptos, and it's got all these letters on it, and they're codes.
It is a code. It's actually
Isn't
a
this,
code.
Wait
a
minute. Wait
a
minute.
Codes in
Are you
four
sure
parts.
This wasn't in a Dan Brown novel?
Apparently, it is.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, it's inspired by this actual thing because. She had the
it was
Da Vinci
in,
Code there.
But it wasn't Da Vinci Code. It was the one... It was. I think it's not Deception Point. It's the one where the NSA code breakers have to bust the code.
Is that Code Talkers, the Navajo movie? No.
No,
no
it's,
I don't know.
It's not Deception Point. It's not the Da Vinci Code. It's the one that... Has I don't know.
You got nothing.
Well, that wasn't thoroughly covered, but yes, Dan Brown.
So,
so
tell us all about it.
Oh, it's much too lengthy to tell you all about.
Okay,
it.
Okay, tell me
cool.
part
there's
of
a,
it.
There's a code in four parts on this statue. Three of the parts have been solved, and the fourth one is still unsolved. But this lady who gave the talk, has been involved in like getting the information out because you know the general public can't go into the CIA and
Digital Fortress was the name of the book.
Thank you, Irv. Digital Fortress. The general public can't go into the CIA and
which is bullshit.
Oh,
right.
Transparency in government, goddammit.
No. Thank
so
you.
She went there and took some rubbings of it and posted on the internet and got, you know, the Yahoo group together so that
cool.
people could work on it outside of the CIA.
So let
this
me get
the
this,
fourth part.
No, hold on. Let
All
me get this
it.
Straight.
No.
You can't just walk into the CIA, but apparently you can take a rubbing of any old statue in code they have there.
She had some long stories about how she had to get into the CIA on official business.
Did any of them involve nudity?
You know, not the version she told.
Nice.
So,
all right, it's all right. I apologize. I hope nobody important is
was
listening.
Was this Steph the Geek?
No.
Now you're just not listening.
No.
Okay.
Pay attention.
And
continue.
And right after that, Jason Scott gave a good talk about podcasting.
All hail
right.
Jason Scott, bringer
right.
of media. Hey, yeah. We just got a bleep over there. Do you notice that?
That's okay. That's my... phone answering software reinitializing the modem.
Word.
Neat.
So anyway.
So me. That was also very interesting.
All good.
All right.
And then after that, it was about 8:00, and we did the Nauticon Radio. Which do you want to talk about that?
Absolutely.
Because I was only there for a couple hours.
You were
apparently there.
You guys were there.
The,
we just
cows
didn't,
went home.
We
a
didn't
lot
know.
Of it's a
no,
bit of a blur.
We didn't know when to leave. That's frankly, I'm the guy that. I have no idea when my welcome has been worn out. Like, you have to tell me and then physically escort me out, and then on the way, make sure you're still kicking me in the ass, because I'll just stick around.
Well, let's face it. Like, when you're there, it's a great atmosphere because you just got people milling
sure.
through, and every now and then they stop by and they listen to you talking. See, it seems to me that there's not a whole lot of loud talking at the Nauticon Radio table until we show up. And then we're just talking about shit, and we're kind of carrying on, and people kind of stop, and they look, and they linger for a minute.
You know,
who the hell are those bastards?
Exactly.
Well, kind of. Yeah.
I noticed that. I've never been to Nauticon before, but I noticed that when I got there, it was kind of like it was just us, and we were talking about stuff, and we were describing what was going on. And after a while, a couple people who were walking by were like, "What the fuck are these guys doing?" They're like, "What are you doing?" We're just talking. What do you got to say? And then Irv would pass a mic off, and then somebody would start talking to the boom mic,
right.
and they'd sit
Once
down.
Once they've got the mic in their hand, it's a little awkward to just leave. So
well, yeah,
if
that's
compelled
and that's
to talk
right.
for a few
yeah.
minutes.
A good way to start is say, like, what's your handle? And then you get your Night Lords and your Dark Knights and your Night Lords and your Dark Knights.
And I meant to say this. One of the guys, I swear to God, I know him. Like, I remember that handle on a mud from a long time ago.
We saw Echo last year. We saw Radman last year. We saw the crazy guy with his tough book on his hip.
Oh, that was
I forgot to bring
awesome.
My tough. I didn't get any
awesome.
Chance to come in the next day with my tough book, which is busted, to see if we could get it to work.
Yeah, we should have. But you're a douchebag.
Well, thanks.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
So it was good times because people would come by and then they sit down. So we talked to Bob, who's a Tremont area geek, and we talked to that guy for a while.
Shout out to Bob. Hope you're listening.
Bob,
sure
actually.
Bob, hope you're listening.
Bob, hope you're listening.
That's funny.
Thank you.
He actually gave out a card to everybody there that said, like,
it was a Valentine's
had his name
Day
on
card.
It, and then below it, it said, that guy you met at Nauticon.
Nice.
Or something like, or that guy at Nauticon or whatever.
That's hilarious.
So
it's
kind of funny.
Oh, so, my God.
He was a good guy. Fun talking to him.
Bob has a Frapper map. It's frapper.com/techpeopleofohio if you want to join
good
it.
Good God. That's
a
unbelievable.
Frapper what?
Do you say Fapper or Frapper?
I said Frapper.
I think I know what I meant.
No,
he's right.
www.soggybiscuit.com.
That's fucked up.
We're not putting that in
the show
notes.
That's twisted. No, that's not getting into the show notes.
But I'm going to check it right now.
Nice. All right. That's dirty. You're a dirty whore.
Okay.
All right. So he's got a Frapper. Tell me about this Frapper.
Frapper is Google Maps.
Right. Oh, cool. One of the mashups? Or is that right?
Yeah. You go to this site, frapper.com. That's FRAPPR.com. And you can create a map, and people stick virtual map pins in it.
Okay.
And you put little notes on there. And usually the groups are, you know, somehow thematically linked, like Tech People of Ohio.
I've seen, and that's what he has is the Tech People of Ohio.
Yeah.
Okay. I've seen those for, like, they've got one for Total Farkers. They've got one for, teachers. They've got one for people who were involved with, what did I just see one for? I can't remember.
Suzuki Savage Owners.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. Anyway.
By the way, I went to soggybiscuit.com.
And
I got redirected to sheola.co.uk/soggybiscuit/index.php.
And now Irv is...
And it says Soggy Biscuit.
He has tons of viruses.
And it says, so you found yourself marooned on a big yacht in the middle of the ocean with a few select celebrities. The sun is high in the sky and you're enjoying the good weather, yet boredom is settling in. The group needs some fun and games. Without further ado, Dale Winton... suggests a little game that can involve everyone. Soggy Biscuit.
Ew.
Hitler asks, "What is dat, mein Herr?"
Ew.
Richard Simmons butts in.
Oh, ew.
It's a lovely game which we must all play immediately.
Ew.
So Peter Andre grabs a couple of biscuits and Rush Limbaugh selects the first four competitors.
Ew.
One of which is you.
Ew.
I don't feel like going on.
I am so disturbed it doesn't even begin to describe my feeling.
So then Drew Curtis stopped by it.
Oh, God, yeah, totally.
Well, that's the thing. Like, we were interviewing various passersby, including the metal fabricator who/serial
No, he's
murder.
Not a serial killer.
I don't know
yet.
What.
Anyway,
he's
no.
just got a real dark demeanor to him.
No, he had a very cool personality, and he was a good guy.
Not
I had nothing
cool
to...
Cool,
no.
like, as in cold.
That was when I decided to install... Poker Stars on my wife's laptop and fuck around for an hour and a half.
That's right.
I was slacking. I basically, you started to get into it, and I was like, you know, I got nothing to bring to the table on this guy. So you interviewed him for an hour.
We talked for like an hour about like metal fabrication and what he did was
fucking around with the Didact and the thinky
Dalek.
Thing, the Dalek, whatever the fuck.
Well, we
it's
were asking
called.
Him like,
know,
you know,
dude.
what would it cost to get a helmet for your Dalek and all this stuff, and he built his own. Computer controlled, metal fabricating machine using like a sort of
Linux machine and
a Linux and a Dremel.
By that point, Matt had already left. Otherwise, he would have been jumping in to ask him which version of Linux. Oh, are you using Fedora? Or are you, anyway, sorry, yeah. Row that boat, you bastard.
All right, so anyway, we talked to him and then other people, and then people were kind of coming back and forth. We were talking to various people.
We talked to the guy with the good hair. You remember the guy with the good hair?
Guy with the good hair.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
We talked to Zach.
He's on the first page of the Nauticon. He's actually on a couple pages. He's got the swoop. Yeah. He's got a bouffant almost.
Zach?
You should have seen him at the talent show.
Why? What was his talent? God.
We'll do it in chronological order.
We're going to be done real soon. News 11.
I thought things were going to wind down.
Man with a bouffant and talent show coming up later. Okay.
News about a talent show that could kill your entire family.
At this point, we were starting to get shouted down almost by the...
No, we weren't getting shouted down. Here's what was happening was that we were kind of... It's a little bit of... A couple of moments, little dead air moments where we're like, so you live in a small town and you fabricate metal, you freaky crazy motherfucker.
That was way before Dewey even left, though. No, then once we got done with that guy, Dewey left, and then the dude with the tough book came up.
Yeah,
and then
we
somebody else came up. We were talking to them.
Eventually, we were saved and reinvigorated and got our second win by Drew Curtis.
Oh, God.
Who walks through like a
master
fucking
of the universe.
Celebrity. It's like parting the Red Sea.
Some guy was talking, and I saw him, and I was like, thank God for Fark.com. It's Drew Curtis.
Yeah, so Drew, who's getting very used to being interviewed, but luckily, you know, he goes on radio shows and stuff, and I don't think they ask him a whole lot about, like, Fubies.
Oh, yeah,
we talked about good stuff.
Or
his tournament brackets
exactly.
Or anything like
that. Oh, we talked about all kinds. I asked him about the poker tournament.
But the thing that everyone needs
to
remember.
Good interview. You should listen to it. I was fantastic.
Shut the fuck up. The thing that's extremely likable about Drew is that he comes to this thing because Froggy, who organizes this thing, threw the very first FARC party ever.
Yeah,
period.
I didn't realize that. I go to that. It was at the Winking Lizard on Coventry. I go there all the time.
Yeah, you missed it. But you didn't know what FARC was at the time.
I didn't know what FARC was. I didn't know. I'm not going to. This sounds so stupid.
You were dead at the time.
I was terribly, terribly. No, I didn't. I didn't know I should sign up for an account.
Right. Well, I mean,
I didn't know I was supposed to get a name. The shit on the right side of the page. Not interested.
Okay.
Just read the headlines and the articles. I'm a turd burglar.
Very good. Very good.
What are you going to do? I'm dumb as the day is long.
You're as dumb as the $3 bill.
You know, that's queer.
Oh.
But thank you very much.
But that would still be a dumb thing to print.
Hey.
All right. Anyway, the point of the matter is that Drew shows up and we pick right up where we left off. The steam picked right back up. We had a great interview with Drew. It was great talking to him. We went through about two or three rounds of drinks, and we probably did at least 60 minutes. I don't know about 90, but we did at least 60 minutes with Drew, and it was he's just a solid guy with a lot of things to talk about. You can ask him about anything.
As soon as we saw him, and we were like, Drew, he walked right over.
Well, he remembered us.
He remembered you. I was not part of the US, but he definitely remembered you, and he came right over. He sat down. There was a guy who had the mic, handed the mic off to him, and from there on out,
Drew
it was
Curtis,
over.
Here's the mic.
Exactly. Yeah, it was
on. Here's the thing. It's funny that Drew, we asked Drew, what's the next big thing? And he said, WiMAX.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, that's interesting. Just as a quick segue, real quick, or a tangent or whatever.
That's a tangent.
Big news today, this is the big news item, is that AT&T apparently has tried to extort big fees out of Google, Amazon, eBay, and others.
Did you see the FARC main page? Google, Yahoo, and eBay to AT&T.
Suck it. Exactly. Yeah. And what they're talking about now is that the big... I'm taking forever on this one. Okay. So there are apparently some wireless spectrums are going up for bid soon from the FCC. And it looks like that Google, eBay, and Amazon may form a consortium to buy one of them and create a, you know, sort of a nationwide wireless network that goes right to your house and right to everywhere and basically tell the big telcos and everything to get bent and could steal the entire telecommunications industry from under them. And you could just use, you know, VoIP and everything else out of your house and just get rid of your telephone. I mean, that would be insane.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
I'd buy that for a lot more than a dollar if it was reliable and fast and all that kind of stuff. And I bet it would be.
Yeah. So you're kind of sticking it to the man.
Well,
you're the man. Sir.
But you're the man.
Yes. Basically, if that really happened, if that could really happen, that would be amazing. And plus, Google, you know, from what I'm told, has bought up a lot of dark fiber. So I'm sure that'll
They bought Skype.
Right.
Who, eBay?
eBay.
That makes a lot of sense. Now they're going to look like fucking geniuses for buying Skype.
They're going to get in trouble.
Although it still seems to me that
you don't want to make enemies with AT&T. Their logo is the Death Star.
That's true.
It is the Death Star.
Plus, Skype isn't Skype like in all kinds of fucking trouble?
I haven't heard that.
I hadn't heard that.
That's old news, I thought. Skype you're thinking was up of, in all kinds of trouble.
You might be thinking of BlackBerry.
No, I'm pretty sure it was Skype.
You're thinking of Donny Osmond.
Oh, you know what? I am thinking of Donny Osmond, but only in the back of my mind. And always and forever. That's not true.
Always and forever. Okay, so anyway,
that was disturbing.
That's the
I
big news for today. Back
loud.
To Nauticon, though.
You know what? Can I get one more
We're
thing
done
about
with
Yahoo?
Friday.
One more thing about Yahoo before
okay,
we go back.
Go ahead.
On ABC News tonight. Now I know that's on the television.
Don't you dare change the channel.
But there was a reporter from Reporters Without Borders who was at Yahoo's headquarters, giving them shit for their cooperation that they've done with the Chinese government. There's basically a video that was smuggled out of China on a PSP, which is ironic because they were made in China, I'm sure. But it was a dissident who was using the computer for something, and Yahoo helped the Chinese government track him down. And now the guy's in jail, and he was bad-mouthing Yahoo for it. So there you go. Let's go back to you done there
sorry.
With Soggy Biscuit.
Yeah, that was a Soggy Biscuit game. It says, "Where coming last is hard to swallow."
Oh, God.
Or coming in last is hard
to
swallow.
I'm here talking about Chinese dissidents and computer involvement, and you're looking at Soggy Biscuits.
We can think of it as cognitive dissidents.
I think we're done
hey,
here.
By
go
the
back
way,
to, go back to Nauticon
it's interesting
Friday,
that you even mentioned China because
it is
today,
not interesting that today I mentioned China.
China is cracking down on their computer system.
Diddy Mao.
Not fucking Vietnam.
Diddy Mao.
China is cracking down on their computer system assembler, saying no more naked PCs.
No
you
more.
Put a licensed
you must
operating system on
clothe all the PCs.
That's right. Put
you're of your wrong time, Jai.
Kimono.
No, that's
the fuck
not
am
okay.
I saying?
Kimono, that's Japanese.
Anyway.
Durr. Kimono.
Yeah, durr.
What a great case mod,
fuck
though.
You, Ed.
What a great case mod, huh? Kimono on a PC? Huh? Hmm? Hmm? Eh? Hmm? Eh?
Yes, that would be brilliant.
Thank you.
That would be, what was that fucking geisha movie?
That fucking geisha movie? Well, I don't know which one. Because I got a couple in mind.
A couple of Oscars.
Oh, not the ones I was
thinking of.
Memoirs
of a Geisha?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Not the geisha movies. Were you thinking of Geisha Secrets 4? Because that's the one I was thinking of.
No?
Okay.
Was it Geisha? Was it Memoirs of a Geisha?
Geisha. No.
That's all everyone thinks about. Geisha. <That's right. laughs> Anyway, the point is that that'd be a pretty kick-ass
Blady Bunch.
The Blady Bunch.
The Blady Bunch. That's right. All right, let's
offensive.
Move on before I get any more offensive.
That,
good Lord, that's awful.
They're requiring a licensed operating system to be, shipped with the PC and Microsoft's all
like
over
even
that.
Even Linux?
What's up with that?
Well, basically what it means is, you pray nice with Chinese government, and you get,
before you get egg roll.
You ever hear?
Oh, that's terrible. None of that's funny.
You ever hear
none
the
of that's
joke
funny.
About
it's
the,
not funny. Chinese people do not talk like that as a rule or as a general anything like that. That's
you ever,
awful.
You ever hear the joke about the Chinese guy who marries a virgin, and on their wedding night, she's like, "No, I'm too shy. I'm too shy." He's like, "No, you tell me what you want. I give you anything you want. You're my wife now." She says, "I'm too shy." He says, "No, just tell me." She goes, "Oh, okay, I want this 69." And he says, "You want beef with broccoli?"
Yes, I have okay. heard that joke.
So, anyway.
And enjoy it greatly. Word.
As evidenced.
Is anybody listening just out of curiosity?
On to
These
Saturday.
Are gems right here, folks. These
on
are gems.
On to Saturday.
Priceless.
On Saturday,
yeah.
I went to a...
Thank
we
God.
Just lost a listener.
No, anyway. Did we really?
I think it was a Chinese listener.
Oh, that's too bad.
No, it was Jason Scott.
Oh
really?
Yes, Jason comments that the show is entirely unlistenable.
Really?
Yeah.
Like in the bad way?
It doesn't say in what way.
Oh,
but I'm so.
Okay. I'm disconnecting.
Yeah.
Is he Sketch Cow?
Yeah.
Hydra. Well, that show is entirely unlistenable. We were listening.
Sorry about
oh,
that,
it keeps timing out. Oh, physically unlistenable.
Oh,
that's
well,
fine.
Stop downloading shit, motherfuckers.
Yeah. Oh,
you're
you know what?
Downloading.
I know.
Yeah, dude.
Biscuits. Anyway, I apologize, Jason, that our technology blows.
And
but
in 3 minutes, you'll get this information.
Hopefully, you will listen to the MP3 that we post to the show later and find that unlistenable.
For other reasons, yes. Oh, this is unlistenable.
My dog's
because
eating,
it's
like,
total crap.
She's not supposed to... Poppy, what are you eating?
Your dog
oh,
wants
a,
dog food.
She's got a toilet paper roll. It's okay.
Sweet. Your dog wants toilet paper roll.
My dog likes to eat cardboard.
Word.
Anyway, Saturday.
Saturday.
Yes, please.
I went to a few talks, too. There was one by Paul Timmons, How to Survive a Federal Investigation. Yeah. I guess he got picked up for, hacking into Lowe's, the
hardware store?
The movie theater?
in Southfield, Michigan.
Okay.
And he basically said that if you get a federal indictment, you're in trouble because they have more money than you. They can drag it out as long as they want, and you're going to end up pleading to something.
Okay.
Okay.
But he had some pretty interesting stories along the way. And right after that was Jason Scott, The Great Failure of Wikipedia. And it was a really interesting talk. I don't know if I can do it justice, but...
He said The Failure...
The Great Failure.
The Great Failure...
Of Wikipedia.
The Great Failure...
What was it?
Well, he said that...
See, Jason, you should have listened. We're talking about you.
His thesis was that if they had called it Jimbo's Big Bag of Trivia, it would be one thing. But they set a lofty goal of being like...
Something Pedia?
Well, no, being like the repository of all human knowledge that's completely neutral and anyone can edit. But they didn't really have a good plan for accomplishing that, only some vague guidelines. And, it's kind of hard to pull that off with such a vague charter. And I would highly recommend this one if you can download it when the audio gets posted, because it was...
Again,
that
it's goes
too
back
hard
to
summarize.
That goes back to Jason Scott, who has left the room.
Building.
Okay,
well,
super.
That has nothing to do with it.
I know it doesn't. It's all right. I feel bad. I feel like we drove away somebody.
He'll never listen
show.
Again. Not until next year.
He won't.
We've done that before, though.
No, I know we have.
Driven away our one listener.
We drove away. Yeah. Oh, look, we got a listener. Zero
Gone.
Listeners. Oh my God, they're on to me. How do they know? Yeah, it's all right.
I went to Drew Curtis's talk.
Nice.
Did he mention that he was working on a book?
Yeah, he said he actually had it mostly written.
He's working on a book, and I really don't know how he's going to reconcile the book. If the book is released and it's popular, how he's going to reconcile that with keeping FARC like the underground thing, which he said is the key, is like the critical thing to FARC's continued success.
That's
keeping it underground.
Well, I think one of the great questions we asked,
like,
and
the big
one
inside
of
joke.
We had to have one of his admins answer it officially, but can FARC be FARC'd? You know how they talk about that link is FARC'd all the time, like, you know, too many hits, can't handle it, and yada yada.
Slash dotted.
Exactly. Too many hits, too much traffic.
Like
can FARC be FARC'd? Is it possible that you could get to the point where you've got a Yahoo or a Google, amount of hits being done to the site, and could it still handle it? And the guy seemed to really, he sloughed it off. He was like, yeah, we're fine. We got X number of yada yadas and such and such. I was so in the bag by this time.
Yeah.
One of the people at FARC were awesome. There were two admins that were there. One of them, I told her that my wife was having a baby, and she gave her a total FARC account. I loved it. It was so
awesome. I think
that's
so really
awesome. Cool. It was
for
so great.
Months,
they were really, yeah,
she
exactly.
She might have fucked up and given it to her for life.
I'm not sure, but don't say that. Don't know ixnay on the repeating.
They don't remember the name of.
I know. I hope not. I'm sure they do. They got it written down somewhere. Okay. It's all good.
Are you a software engineer, by the way, Dewey?
Yeah.
Well, do you know that it's ranked as best job in America?
I saw that headline, but I didn't have time to read the article because I was too busy.
You know what second best is?
Crack whore.
Soggy biscuiter. No, it's true. It's
Soggy biscuit winner.
The soggy biscuit winner, followed immediately by soggy biscuit second place. No.
All right. Seriously, is it all it's cracked up to be, sir?
I don't know. I guess it's okay.
You know,
to build some cool stuff.
The discussion you had about freelance computer help guy at Nauticon was
with
actually
Bob.
In very interesting. You had
we talked to
about four or five other people. It was really it was a good discussion, and it almost made me wish that I hadn't pursued my dream of becoming a physics tool to be a computer dork.
Well, look, the thing about it is that the guy was almost embarrassed to say that he worked in a corporate environment, and I'm like, dude, let's don't be stupid.
I think there's
great advantages to working in a corporate, IT environment or a software development team in a larger company or whatever. There are so many things, so many questions that are already answered, such as who's going how much am I going to get paid this month? Is my pay?
Yeah.
What am I doing?
You're talking near the microphone.
I'm sorry.
You're stuck
the point is that when you work for somebody else, a lot of the questions are answered, which means, how much am I going to get paid? Am I going to get paid?
I get paid? When am I going to get paid?
Do I have insurance?
Yeah.
What am I responsible for? What do I do? When do I show up and when do I leave? When you're self-employed, there are no such those questions are for you to answer.
The answers are no, you won't get paid. No, you're not getting paid. We don't have any money to pay you. No, you don't have insurance. Please don't trip on that.
Yes. And no, you can't use...
It's funny because your wife has health insurance.
Use the bathroom in my basement.
Your dog wants health insurance. Yeah. No, I don't think so.
You know, you can actually get health insurance for your dog.
That's retarded, okay?
There's a woman in Cleveland who has started this business, and you can buy pet insurance, which will compensate you if your pet dies, compensate you if you have to pay for an expensive operation. It's really just like any other kind. Look, some people invest a lot of money.
That's not a bad idea. No. That's
a
friend of ours, whom Standish, and you know Vicky's brother-in-law.
Yes,
his cat of 14 years got sick with the cancer, and and he passed away. And down at the end, they were like, it was very ugly and very expensive. And
If
something happened to Poppy, you're going to drive her out to live in the big farm in the sky.
You almost killed Poppy.
Did you really? On purpose or on accident?
No, I gave her this this like big dog treat.
I gave her a bullet to chew on.
No, I gave her these bang caps to play. No, see, the thing is, I gave her this doggy chew thing to eat. No, because we went to the pet store and I wanted to give her, get something cool for her. So I got her this like doggy treat thing and she ate it. And I thought it was going to take her a hell of a lot longer to eat it, but she ate it in like 20 minutes, and it was kind of meant for a little bit of a bigger dog than her. And then, like, I forgot that she had just eaten this thing, and then we go outside to play, and we were running and playing fetch, and all of a sudden, after one run, she just comes walking back with her tail between her legs, walking super slowly. I'm like, are you okay, Poppy?
Poppy,
and then,
did
like,
you just
2 minutes
shit your
later,
pants?
It's... And she barfs up a big pile of the stuff she ate.
Yes,
right, Poppy.
Yes,
you remember.
If you could see this, we should web. I'm buying a webcam. No, that's all there is to it. Buying a webcam.
Hold on 1 second. And then she doesn't look any better after that. And about 2 minutes later, she's like, blat, and another huge pile of the stuff. I'm like, oh my god, dude, what is going to happen?
Your
to this
dog needs to eat slower.
Well, we were in the park. We had to stay there for like half an hour because she couldn't walk back to the house. She was so sick, and so she barfed like 3 more times. We got her back to the house. She ended up barfing like 4 more times after that.
That's a lot of barf.
And then finally she just went to sleep, and she's been fine ever since.
I find that if I sleep, it helps.
So one lesson I can tell you is don't give your dog a doggy treat that
don't give
is
Poppy.
Intended for a dog of a big dog, and your
word.
Dog's a little dog
word.
That's
brilliant advice, thank you.
Seriously. Yes. Check common sense. What's the IRC have to say about that? Are they
nothing.
They've already left. They've all logged off and called us hacks.
Yeah.
Have they really? Let's it's see. Pretty close. It's
and
not
we still
that
have
far.
Three people tuned
we have three
in.
Listeners.
Yeah. I think some of those may be orphaned connections.
I'm going to – it's Tiger.
Well,
it's Froggy.
Tim Wurzel.
Tiger says she's still listening. So
I love – that's why I like the Tiger.
That means the delay is like 10 seconds
now. She says – Tim Wurzel says, don't know if this is a problem from your end or mine, but the cast of the show keeps skipping like crazy.
Wow. It's probably because we have more than one listener this week.
No, we've had 5 or 6 listeners and no complaints. Yeah. I don't know. Guys, I don't know whoever's listening out there. I don't know what the hell's going on.
We
I'm
need
really
some
sorry.
Of that
blame Irv.
WiMAX from Google.
We need Google WiMAX.
We should start.
I don't know what the problem is, guys. I really don't. I'm sorry. I don't know. Hopefully it'll get better. I don't know.
We're going to have Irv reboot his computer or turn it on.
I have no idea.
That computer? That computer's turned off,
it's
dude. You should turn it on.
Dude, it's on.
No, it's off.
How about 2 more things about Saturday?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, dude, I'm
please,
sorry. Go
for
back.
The love of God.
Say a million things about Saturday.
I only have 2 more.
We should make a flow chart about this. Go ahead.
Good luck. At 8 o'clock, I was on the Hacker Media panel.
Oh, right.
How did that go? How did it go?
A bunch of guys from other podcasts.
Sweet.
It was pretty good.
Did you get a plug-in?
Oh, yeah, we all plugged our shows. All
right.
You got a plug-in for, like, IE? Or?
Oh, shut up.
Yeah. I had a little problem because, I'm the answer man, so I was trying to sit up there with my laptop and be able to Google everything that went on, but I couldn't get a connection in that room for some reason. So I just looked like
a
moron sitting up there with a laptop.
Should have brought your cantenna.
Dewey the answer moron. That's too bad.
Dewey the no answer man.
So we talked about that stuff for a while. It was pretty good.
Well, what did you have to say?
I don't know.
Things about stuff.
I
talked about podcasts.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I said that we had a little bit of a unique beginning because we started on the radio. You know, we were putting the MP3s on the
website. We've gone back. We're actually downgrading. We'll be conducting our show in Semaphore next week.
We'll be in smoke signals.
I said that one of the unique things about our show is that we have that huge cast, which you can find on the Wikipedia entry.
Of rotating people.
So if you don't feel like coming one week, it's not a big deal. It doesn't like cancel the show.
Right.
You know, if your podcast is just you doing it, and you don't do it for a month.
Pretty much up to you.
It's bad, but you know, you can do it. Like Matt blew off tonight. Russ blew off tonight.
Matt didn't blow off. He's row.
No, no, no. Matt didn't blow off tonight.
Go, row,
he has
row,
a commitment.
Row,
last week, Matt blew
Nobody
off
will
the
sing
show.
Around. Because Matt did blow it off.
Matt was supposed to come and then didn't come and didn't call and didn't do nothing.
Well, okay, so if you have a commitment, if you have a commitment or if you have a blow off, you don't have to come to the show, and the show can still happen.
Yeah.
So
even if it's Irv sitting here in the fetal position,
I did that.
As we all learned a couple months ago. That's one of my favorite
shows. I did it just to see if I could do it.
The Ramble On.
We almost never miss a week. Is the thing
right?
So that's pretty cool. So we never have to start the show by apologizing for how long it's been since we had a show.
The only reason we miss a week is if anyone, Irv gets sick. That's right.
It pretty much happened about three times this winter.
We got twice.
But if we miss one, we don't miss two.
Right.
So it's
We haven't missed two weeks in a row in a long time.
That is why we are the king of all downloadable media.
Then after that, I went to the talent show.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Oh, God.
You wouldn't believe hackers have talent.
Of course they do.
There was a tap dancer, a couple of guitarists. There was these two guys. I'm sorry, I can't remember their names. But I'm sure they'll be on the Nauticon forums or something if you check the site. You know, the one guy got up there and said, for my talent, I'm going to balance a laptop in one hand that's going to play hip-hop music, and I'm going to rap to the hip-hop music, while in the other hand, I fold this $20 bill into an airplane, while my buddy here takes $1.80 in change and shoves it up his nose.
Come on. Seriously?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
That was only good enough for second place.
Oh, my God.
What was first place?
The first place must have been, I'm going to eat those other two guys while I sing the Star Spangled Banner out my buttocks. What was it? Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Tiger says the laptop was Keith.
The laptop was Keith. Hooray for the delay.
Maybe Tiger's hogging the entire thread.
And the change was Bruce.
Who won? Who won?
Dude from the Cincinnati 2600 chapter who did a pretty long freestyle rap about dorky things.
Nice.
Yeah, good.
It's pretty cool.
Nice.
And first place was...
U-D... Go ahead.
Int X80.
First place was a what?
Int0x80.
That's his handle?
Int0x80?
Yes. I'm not sure how you pronounce that.
You, sir, should come up with a more pronounceable... No, don't. That's fine. It's good for you.
I'm sure it makes sense to his peeps.
He did explain... I remember now that he explained what that was all about.
Right.
X80, that sounds like a Timex computer.
It's like the assembly language opcode to do something, or the kernel command.
Oh, that's good. I can't recall. Is that like 5150 or...
Yeah, sure.
Exactly.
Just like Van Halen.
OU812.
Asshat.
Yes. Fuck you, man.
Fuck me indeed.
And I didn't. I didn't go on Sunday, so that's all the tales I have.
That's good.
I'm sure Sunday.
I mean, it looked
Sunday
like a really good turnout. They were able to charge more. They filled up their pre-reg. It looked like a really good group this year.
Can I tell you what was
great? I congratulate Froggy and Tiger, by the way.
By far.
Awesome job.
Froggy sang an Italian opera.
No way. What is he, a tenor? What is he?
Are you kidding me? No, he's not. You know what? He might be a tenor.
Is his voice low or high?
He might be a tenor.
Or a man.
I think you're right.
Or in the
tenor,
middle. Yes.
Did he sound like Pavarotti or like Enrico Palazzo?
He did not have...
Enrico Palazzo is from The Naked Gun, you motherfucker.
Tiger says he's a baritone.
He's a baritone?
Baritone.
Hooray for the lack of delay. Go, Tiger.
I don't know much about music, but it sounded pretty good to me.
Cool. Good for him.
Awesome.
Good for him.
Awesome.
Very cool. Froggy stopping by was one of our highlights. I was going to say it was one of our midlights. That was a highlight. It was a highlight.
Definitely a highlight.
We got a bit of Froggy. He was busy running the show. Although I got to wonder. Now Tiger, she's on the IRC there and we could even get her on the horn, but I got to know, did the security guard ever end up beating someone with a flashlight?
He really wanted to, and B,
there were a group of baseball players that were staying in the same facility, and I would assume that at least one of them got cocky, and he had to lay the smack down. There were also, uncoincidentally or, you know, just sort of some dorky synergens. There was a
synergens.
No, that's
synergens.
Sibian.
Oh,
there was some the Interlochen Youth Orchestra was staying in the same building, which prompted me to.
Does that
ask,
mean they all fit together?
No.
Oh,
I asked that too. No, but I asked one of the guys at Dial the Dark. I'm like, what is that, some kind of youth orchestra? He goes, no, they're all very small adults. I was like, oh, Sarcastabastard. Thank you very much.
Sarcastabastard.
Yes.
Sarcastard.
Oh, the sarcasm meter has gone off the charts. Yeah. Any word from Froggy about if he hurt anyone?
Yes, she says that she doesn't know if he beat the snot out of anyone, so I'm assuming that means that he did, and she just
doesn't
want to
see a lot of exactly. snot around. So.
Exactly. No, he beat somebody up on Sunday. He killed a man on Sunday just to watch him die and put his body in the river.
Killed a man
awesome.
In Cleveland.
Awesome.
Jesus.
So there's not much delay, but there is.
James,
there's no
James
delay.
Is drunk.
I may or may not be. I'm not sure. Spring break, yeah. When are we gonna?
Hey,
get
you see,
rowdy?
The IRS has compelled PayPal to release info. Did you
yeah,
know?
That was on. That was on my.
Does that mean I'm gonna have to pay Ohio sales tax, use tax on the
yes.
crap I bought on eBay?
Yes, you will from here on out. Yes, absolutely. unless it's deductible, which it is for a lot of people. But yeah, you will. Because I mean, think about how much money you buy a computer online. Think about how much sales tax you're getting away with. Almost,
I don't know how much.
Almost, well, if you buy, let's say you bought a $1,000 computer online on eBay. You bought a $1,000 computer on eBay, and you PayPal'd it.
Yeah,
that's $70. Now imagine that you buy a lot of them, or that a lot of people bought them. That's a lot of $70 taxes that people are not paying.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. I'm not saying that it's good or it's bad. I'm just saying, man. Look, man, I'm drunk. Leave me alone.
All right. I knew you were drunk.
I am. I never denied it.
If you guys, I know this is old. This is nothing new.
I need
this
a headphone.
This has been around since 1983.
Oh, I have one.
But have you guys ever heard of the Bulwer-Lytton Fiction Contest?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Have you heard of everything?
At this point?
Are you less a man?
Wait, Peter Bulwer?
God. Not the Peter Bulwer. The Bulwer-Lytton. It's named after an author from the 19th century named Edward George Bulwer-Lytton, who started his novel Paul Clifford with the phrase, "It was a dark and stormy night."
I understand every word you said, yet none of that made sense to
okay,
me.
Okay, he's the one who coined the phrase, "It was a dark and stormy night."
I thought that was Snoopy.
And so now what it
I
is
that
is...
that was Snoopy.
No, it wasn't Snoopy.
Jesus
and
Christmas.
The contest rewards those who can... write the worst opening to a novel.
It was a fickle and bitter evening.
Exactly. So like the original like okay. The 1985 winner, Martha Simpson from
85?
Glastonbury.
Oh, that's a throwback. That's a throwback.
Yes. Now listen to this opening to
a
novel.
I won't. It's 21 years old. I won't.
Shut up and listen, goddammit.
All right, I will.
All right. The countdown had stalled at T-minus 69 seconds when Desiree, the first female ape to go up in space, winked at me slyly and pouted her thick, rubbery lips unmistakably, the first of many such advances during which would prove to be the longest and most memorable space voyage of my career.
That couldn't be more disturbing.
Here's the next year's winner was, the bone-chilling scream split the warm summer night in two, the first half being before the scream when it was fairly balmy and calm and pleasant for those who hadn't heard the scream at all, but not calm or balmy or even very nice for those who did hear the scream, discounting the little period of time during the actual scream itself when your ears might have been hearing it, but your brain wasn't reacting yet to let you know.
Wow.
So that was the...
That's cool.
Yeah.
I guess it was a mediocre
next,
and meh kind
next
of
year was the notes blatted skyward as the sun rose over the Canada geese, feathered rumps mooning the day, webbed appendages frantically pedaling unseen bicycles in their search for sustenance driven by nature's maxim, you want to eat, you got to work, and at last, and at last I knew Pittsburgh.
Can I get a shout out for it? You want to eat? You got to work. I mean, that's put that on a bumper sticker. Sell me a case.
It's
yeah, I teach high school, man. You want to eat? You got to work. That's fantastic. Every incoming freshman gets one.
Say it again.
You want to eat? You got to work. Every incoming freshman
that's
gets
good.
That sticker.
That's
stick
good.
It on their forehead. Put it on their backpack.
It
stick
should,
it on their
it
car.
It should just be on all the notebooks.
It should be everything. You want to eat?
The
you got to work.
1993 winner was she wasn't really my type, a hard-looking but untalented reporter from the local Catbox liner, But the first second that the third-rate representative of the Fourth Estate cracked open a new fifth of Old Scotch, my sixth sense said Seventh Heaven was as close as an eighth note from Beethoven's Ninth Symphony.
Nice.
So nervous as a 10th grader drowning in an 11th hour cramming for a physics exam, I swept her into my longing arms and humming the 12th of Never, I got lucky on Friday the 13th.
Oh, that's bad. But That's awfully.
And here's
great.
What in 1995 they started to get a little ridiculous because You'll know what I mean in a second. You'll know what I mean. Trust me.
Back the truck up.
Just trust me.
Okay.
You'll see what I mean because then they started to reward like puns and stuff.
It said
Paul Revere
the
had
third,
just
the fifth, the eighth, the
that's
12th.
That's not a pun.
Oh yeah. Okay. It's not punny.
Here's a pun.
That's an acronym, dumbass.
It's not an acronym.
I'm Wee Todd Ed.
Paul Revere had just discovered that someone in Boston was a spy for the British. And when he saw the young woman believed to be the spy's girlfriend in an Italian restaurant, he said to the waiter, "Hold the spumoni. I'm going to follow the chicken cacciatore." T-O-R-Y.
Oh, that's hysterically bad.
Yeah, see?
Cacciatore, get it?
Yeah. That's the pun, I think.
It's revolutionary kind of humor. That's a pun, too, isn't it?
I don't dig it.
I like 1997. The moment he laid eyes on the lifeless body of the nude socialite sprawled across the bathroom floor, Detective Leary knew she had committed suicide by grasping the cap on the tamper-proof bottle, pushing down and twisting while she kept her thumb firmly pressed against the spot the arrow pointed to, until she hit the exact spot where the tab clicks into place, allowing her to remove the cap and swallow the entire contents of the bottle, thus ending her life.
And thus ending this segment of Dialogue.
Yeah, dude. And if you want to check it out, it'll be in the show notes.
Anyway, if you want to check it out, you go to www.bulwerlytton.com.
In the show notes.
That's BULWER-LYTTON. Do you mind?
Put it in the show notes.
What is wrong with you?
I'm drunk.
I know. Last one, then. Last one, I'll leave it alone.
Oh, God.
In 2004, Dave Zobel from Manhattan Beach, California, wrote... She resolved to end the love affair with Ramon tonight, summarily like Martha Stewart ripping the sand vein out of a shrimp's tail. Though the term love affair now struck her as a ridiculous euphemism, not unlike sand vein, which is after all an intestine, not a vein, and that tarry substance inside certainly isn't sand. That brought her back to Ramon.
it's poop. It's true.
It's something.
It's I thought
you might enjoy that.
It's the Bulwer
Lytton
like
contest
the
is pretty good.
I thought it was a Peter Bulwer, but no.
Not Peter Bulwer.
No, not the
Bulwer Lytton.
Bulwer Lytton. Bulwer Literary.
What the hell is this shit?
Yeah.
Wired News is running an article on documents they recovered via the Freedom of Information Act and a lawsuit.
Here's a good idea. Let's read about shit before we talk about it.
A computer failure that hobbled border screening systems at airports across the country last August occurred after Homeland Security officials deliberately held back a security patch that would have protected the sensitive computers from a virus then sweeping the internet. What is wrong with our government?
Yeah, well, lots of things.
Well, you should have been at Paul's talk on Saturday.
That's right. Lots of things are wrong with our government.
Well, he said that...
Let's talk about snakes on a plane.
I don't know anything about it. Is it
good? Oh, God. It's going to be awful. But go ahead. Talk about...
Ahead.
Continue what you were talking about.
Oh, well, he said that there's very little knowledge about computers in the federal government.
Oh, yeah.
So...
Well, they were...
That's
he said their
that was a
Unix,
pretty short talk.
Their Unix specialist had to call him to find out how to shut down his systems when they were
escaping.
No.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Come
on.
If any one of us had a clue, I mean, I could
Come
be a sysadmin
on.
At the government, and I barely know how to boot up a Windows machine. I'm the science guy.
You barely know how to boot up a Windows machine?
I barely do.
I know
true.
How to push the button.
It's barely.
That's ridiculous. That's goddamn ridiculous. That's terrible. Hey, you got any thinky things this week, homie?
Oh, God, I hope so.
Um
is not the response I was looking for. Hell yes, I do is what I'm all
hell
about.
Hell yes, I do.
Thank
Dr.
you, Dewey.
J.
Word. It's Dewey-tacular. This is going to be Dewey-rific.
Stand by.
This is going to be so good.
I
got
to run to my website
it's
real
so
quick.
It's so fucking good. You're going to have to wait, folks. I know you're waiting there
That's
with
hilarious.
Bated breath.
He's going to his website in a fucking...
It's all good.
Yeah, what was with Russ sending you the link about someone else's?
Oh, somebody else's minimalist website.
Yeah.
The bastards. You should have trademarked that shit
the
a long
Ferrari
time ago.
Ferrari FXX?
How many times do I have to tell you that, Dewey? Good Lord Almighty.
Sorry.
That's a pretty hot little car. I'm sure it's nice and cheap.
They're going to rename the Volkswagen Golf the Rabbit.
Is it true that there's a program that can take any like video stream and turn it into ASCII?
God, I hope so.
I want to
turn
I
it
love
into
that,
ASCII.
I love that ASCII fireplace.
Oh, the ASCII fireplace
at Nauticon
was
coming
full
circle.
I think
that was there last year too. I love
that. That was good. That was very nice. Yeah.
You know what? If you want a thinky thing, go to thinkythings.org, the minimalist blog, and pick one.
Get your ass
pick
one.
Pick one, you dick.
You fucking bastards.
You can look up how the Prius is going to get 100 miles per gallon.
It's a Prius, you bastard.
Whatever the fuck. All right, we got a question from Tim Wurzel.
Hot damn, we do. Oh, and he's hoping.
We should call it Tim Wurzel's unanswerable question of the
no,
week.
I think it should be Tim Wurzel's bad question of the week. And by bad, I mean
bad
unanswerable. Yeah, bad for us.
All right.
Oh wow.
It reads, and I have to read. I'm sorry. A friend of mine was telling me about a DVR that you plug the cable into and then send a feed out to your computer that's about the size of a small RF modulator that will record the. Who wrote this? Tim, what is going on? Okay.
Tim was I watched him write this on his webcast. He was drunk as shit. He's actually developing a whole show
Tim's
about writing us stupid questions.
High at work. That will record the TV programming either to your hard drive or burn directly to your DVD writer.
I think
he says that it also has programming capabilities that will show the TV schedule and all. He claims that he found one at Best Buy for $100. Well, I mean, it sounds just like
an all-in-wonder.
Like an external all-in-wonder, though.
That's the only thing I can think of. He's talking about one of the.
It sounds like
ATI's all-in-wonders.
An external, like USB 2 or FireWire capture card that comes with like TV watching software that can get the guide and can record or can
There are a lot of them, but as far as he's talking about, I mean, I think there are ones that would burn directly to your DVD, but you've got to have a lot of fucking RAM, I'm assuming.
Well,
am I right? If you want to have any kind of high quality show,
RAM
don't
is
you have to
actually
have a,
actually I think it's more CPU heavy than I mean. The thing about it is you need to have a decent enough CPU to be able to process the signal without having to skip any frames.
Okay,
it's CPU, very CPU intensive. At some point, it doesn't need any more memory. The memory is not the big deal. You need the big CPU, and you need decent,
how big of a
decent
CPU?
They're probably going to recommend you have at least Pentium 3, 1 gigahertz or something like that. But you'd be much better off with a modern Pentium 4 or modern Athlon or whatever.
Like a 2.8 bare minimum.
I'm not going to say that.
Or,
I'm not going to say that. I bet a Pentium 4, 2 gigahertz or something like that would
say
be
it.
Plenty. I'm not going to say it.
Say it.
I'm not going to say it because it's not true. The thing about it is though, is that you also kind of need a halfway decent disk subsystem. I mean, don't try to use a super old computer to be your makeshift DVR or to capture from an external device. You need something newer. You need something with USB 2.
Yeah, if you're that high tech, buy a new fucking computer.
I'm not going to go that far.
I am.
What I'm going to say is that if you've got at least like a Pentium 4, 2 gigahertz, you'll probably be able to do just about anything you want.
Heard.
Okay. Yep. If you've got a 7200 RPM drive and a Pentium 4, maybe like 512 of RAM, you should be able to pretty much do whatever you want in terms of capturing video.
When I said you need a bunch of RAM, that's what I meant, is at least 512. If not, a gig of RAM will be fine.
What I'm saying, though, is like who has a Pentium 4, whatever, with like really like less than 512, like
a lot of fucking yahoos.
Well, if
you
have only 256 or something,
nobody
listens
to this show.
That.
That's for goddamn sure.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, we get nothing.
Well, I would bump that up.
Dudes,
but anyway, his question basically says, "Does this sound like something that exists?" And I'll say, "Absolutely, this exists." I'm not sure about the DVD burning aspect of it. That sounds like a two-step process. But if it can go, if it can capture straight to DVD burning, that sounds a little intensive. I would definitely have a newer machine to do that.
That's why I was saying you've got to have a lot of RAM because you're going to be storing that and writing it right to it, right? And wouldn't you have to have a lot of RAM for that if you're streaming it through?
No, I don't think RAM is what is really.
Am I wrong?
Maybe
it's just a lot of you're just going to create a big old temporary file then.
Well,
I mean, I'm asking. I'm no.
It's not
I'm no
that you're
assembler.
Creating a big temporary file.
No,
it's that you really don't want to queue at all. You can't queue anything. You need to process in real time. You need to be able to process frames fast enough that you don't have to skip any frames to keep up.
That's where I would
here's
think.
Here's the thing. Okay. It can encode the audio.
Never mind.
Just hang on a second, James. It can encode the audio no problem in real time. That it can do easily. So the problem is in order to keep the video synced with the audio, it's going to skip and drop frames. It's just going to just completely drop them in order to stay synced up with the audio.
Okay, now I'm with you on that, and that's why I would assume...
CPU, that's
okay,
the key.
Okay, all right. See, I thought having a lot of RAM would be able to rectify
the
that situation,
but... The problem with RAM is that...
Am I wrong? You're a software engineer.
Well, RAM is just storage. It's just really fast...
And that's what I'm saying, but go ahead, say something, Dewey.
Super fast storage is what it is.
Say anything, Dewey.
You guys fight like a married couple.
We do. We've been doing this for a long time. Go ahead, Dewey. What do you got?
I got nothing.
That's it?
James,
we fight like a married couple?
I'm tired of the drinking.
Stop putting it in my ass when I go to bed.
Listen to me when I tell you that the key...
Listen to me now and believe me later.
Hear me now and believe me later.
Believe me.
The
if
key
you will talk
is
to...
the CPU.
Okay.
Because
I believe you. I do. I do.
Like 30 times a second...
I would love
second,
to hear what Dewey has to say.
Basically 30 times a second, it has to create a JPEG of the video stream 30 times a second.
I understand.
The disk can keep up. The RAM, it only needs enough RAM to, you know, load the program into memory.
See,
and run
I'm
the
thinking
program.
Of maybe, well, you know, that's what I get for not majoring in fucking computer engineering. I'm thinking
that
the, well, I'm thinking the RAM is
I'm talking
what,
for personal
and I'm
experience.
Sure somebody over there can tell me otherwise that I'm thinking the RAM is what is going to be there to store all those pictures. I
but
get
it's
what
not
I gotta
storing
put on
them
thing.
In RAM. It's going to write them straight to disk. RAM is not involved.
All right. Well, there I go. There
that's
I go.
That's probably true. I mean, there's going to be some buffer in RAM.
That's what I'm asking about. That's what I'm thinking.
In. But that might not be in RAM. That might be on the video card.
Well, okay. That was the other thing. Not on the video card is what I was thinking.
Well, no,
but
the capture device.
Okay.
Well, now here's the other thing about it is that if you have an external capture device, okay, it probably has the hardware on there to perform the
You wouldn't cache it to the... Hard, you wouldn't cache it to the
You're
external
not, we're
thing.
We're not
going to
cache
it the,
or cache anything.
I like to cache it because frankly,
we're not
going to
sachet.
Fucking, there's an accent aigu on that motherfucker.
No, there's not.
There should be. And there should be.
Here's the thing about it, James, is that the external device probably has the hardware compression on there. It's going to probably do all the processing there and then send the video file to the computer.
Then it doesn't matter what CPU or memory you have.
I'm wondering.
Well, so you need a fast hard disk.
If you have an old computer, you probably don't have a fast disk in there. You probably only have like ATA 33 or 66 or something like that.
Definitely want to bare metal that machine.
If that's not the case, and
Tim
Hardbice's really
throw it in the river.
If all it really does is just send, the data to the computer for processing, then you definitely need to have a good system. But he is also saying that he's been thinking about getting a DVR for a while.
I agree completely.
But not TiVo, because he only has cell and doesn't want a phone line. Do you really have to have the phone line to use TiVo? I mean,
I'm
going to
go with I don't know. You're the only one here that is a TiVo.
I don't
as
have
far as-
TiVo. I think you need the phone line for TiVo to get the TiVo sort of extended services, you know, like to do like the season stuff and all that, the kind of shit like that, like the special TiVo function that's
you
above
recorded,
and beyond just regular digital
you
VCR.
You recorded every episode of Family Guy, dude.
But you can get a just plain old DVR that is just a, you know, looks like a VCR or whatever.
So you have to tell
it
what time
it
to record?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you get
but
you
can
you
create like recurring timers
though,
and things of that nature.
ATI, the bastards, just put out their PCI, well, maybe not just,
now,
but
Tim, if you really
want to
have
PCI
some
Express
fun, you'll go get a... You'll get a computer and you'll put Myth TV on it, and you'll put a decent capture card in there, and you'll actually build your own DVR that can. And the capture card should, if it's a newer one, will have a remote control that you can use and all kinds of stuff. You can actually give that a try.
If you
and
got
can
a new
do,
computer,
you can do guides, you can do weather, you can do all that. Crap.
PCI, the PCI Express one from ATI came out, which is what I was waiting for, but they didn't come out soon enough.
Here's the second question: is that he heard that I bought a Slingbox, and this is true, and
I
love my Slingbox.
It's all true.
That's
what he keeps.
He was asking if they or anything like them has the capabilities to stream DVDs from your home computer or DVD player to a remote computer, like the Slingbox. Well. Oh, I see. Like, say you have a DVD player at home that can hold multiple DVDs, and you don't want to take the DVDs on your trip. Is there something you would play those from home over the internet so you can view them wherever you are? I'm thinking no, but I thought I'd ask you. Well, as far as I can tell, the sling you, box could do that.
If you rip them, right, though, you have to rip them. Not like a jukebox where you put the actual discs in
he's
somewhere,
he's actually
right?
talking about a DVD player
email,
and running the feed into a sling box out of the DVD player and broadcasting that over the internet. And yes, you could do that.
But don't you have to have someone in your house to press play?
No. The sling box comes with these two. It comes with little remote things that you put in front of the machine.
Come on.
I'm serious. How do you think I use my... I show you the sling box shows the actual remote control and everything.
Okay. So it has a... I thought you were talking about actual arms that would come out and it would press the buttons. It doesn't have those.
It doesn't have little fingers or anything. But what it does have is
robotic arms,
little emitters, little light emitters that you have to place in the right spot, and then you go through the setup.
Okay.
Yeah, you go through the setup, and you make sure you have the right device and make sure it works and stuff, and you could do it. So Tim, you could actually use the sling box. But here's the problem. Here's the problem.
One
if
DVD.
You use the sling box to do the DVDs, you can't use it for the TV. Because it only can control one device at a time. It can only broadcast one device at a time. That would require multiple sling box eye.
Box eye is correct. May I say something else? You can only watch that one DVD though, right?
If you had a DVD jukeboxy thing, which had like maybe five of them in there.
That's what I was
going
to say. If you had a five, the most you get was those five. My suggestion would be to just take them and rip them.
My suggestion would be to wherever it is you are. Is go to the area Blockbuster.
Frankly,
fuckers.
You know what? If you've got a laptop and you're going to watch it on the laptop, then fuck you. Bring your DVD collection with you and watch it on your DVD player on your laptop.
Well, if you've got a laptop with a DVD player, do that, or make archive copies of your DVDs with using the Gordian knot or the auto Gordian knot.
Magic DVD.
Well, whatever. I mean, you know, any of those DVD archiving programs, which will shrink them down, and you can definitely put like 20 movies on your laptop hard drive and just watch them through the Windows Media Player, and that's going to be just as good, if not better.
Word.
Because the Slingbox, first of all, has to degrade video quality significantly to get it over
You're
the network.
You're a whore. You're a dirty, dirty whore. That's not what you mean by degrade, is it?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's not going to make the video feel bad about itself.
I'm sorry.
But it is going to make it look and sound kind of crappy.
You look like a slut. Why do you always hit on my friends? Your parents are nothing.
Dude, stop talking about those FARC people.
I'm done. Oh, come on now. That's awful.
So, anyway, that's what I would have to say to you, Tim, about that stuff. What is it? Where are you going? You can have one of these. I have a nipple on my beer. I'll be ale with scotch. I love that line by what the hell was his name? Who was the kid? Jeff Richards on Saturday Night Live doing an impression of Gary Busey, and he says his farts smell like butterscotch. They either smell like butt or scotch, and I thought that was really funny.
Brilliant.
So what else do we got? Drew, you got anything for us?
Well, we got to do three more hours to top Friday show. So.
We've actually done an hour. So, I mean, technically we can stop anytime we want.
All right, thanks for listening. No, keep going. Keep going. Tiger's loving it. At least one other person is, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
How do you know she's loving it?
It went from two to three a minute ago. So
we got somebody else. She called Froggy and told him to listen in.
Yeah, it doesn't tell you if multiple people are sitting at the same computer listening.
Oh, that's
right. It could be eight people listening.
Oh, my God. What if there was a person who was charging people to come in and listen to our show? We could have hundreds of... All right, never mind.
Shut up.
Terrible. We have dosed listeners.
We have
three. All our listeners are dosed.
Trace listeners.
That's sweet.
Yeah, so what do you got? You got?
I have a question for Dr. J.
Happy.
Are we going to get physical with Dr. J?
Oh, baby.
I guess so, yeah.
Frankly, I've been
slacking. Oh, by the way, the
bowl
we're letting sight, that was a YWOW.
Okay.
Oh,
okay. That was our YWOW?
Put that in the show notes.
Just to throw that into the structure of the...
Getting physical with Dr. J. Wait, hold on.
Let's
get physical.
This is
physical
awful.
With Dr. J. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, boy.
Do what you're on.
Here's why I'm embarrassed to be a part of this show. Go
Shut
ahead.
Up.
Know,
it's more
I
of a
it.
Science question.
Go ahead. I got you. I'll see what I can do.
Let's say you're doing an experiment.
I'm doing an experiment.
Yeah, let's say that.
So let's say you're
I'm
fucking
doing
an
experiment.
Right.
And you have to, like, you know, perform some measurements, let's say.
Okay.
And so your measuring impacts the stuff that's going on in the experiment.
Are you talking about like a quantum mechanical type
thing?
Like
a Heisenberg uncertainty?
Like you stick a thermometer in a beaker.
Right.
The thermometer's at room temperature. It's going to change the temperature.
Yeah.
But
because
very minutely, right?
I'm going to need you to be quiet. I'm going to need you to be quiet.
Oh, you're
going
to need me to be quiet?
I want to know if there's a name for this phenomenon.
Okay, at the subatomic scale, it is, as Irv said, it's called the Heisenberg uncertainty principle, which is that if you want to measure the location of a particle, you basically bounce light off it, and that affects it. But in real experiments, if you're trying to do something like that, you do take that into account. You really should, if you're trying to get if you're doing what we call a qualitative experiment, where you're actually trying to get numbers, you would actually take the initial temperature of the thermometer, the measurement of the glass that it has, you know.
How do you take the temperature of a thermometer?
With another thermometer? No, you just read it. You look at it.
But if you take the other thermometer, aren't you going to change the temperature of that thermometer?
Well, yeah, but then you use that thermometer also. Duh.
It turtles all the way down.
Stupid. Yeah, exactly. And then it's all Frogger from here on out, too. I don't know. No, it's
frogs on the back of tigers.
That's right. Frogs and tigers. Ooh. And turtles on.
Sorry.
Hey, now. Shit just got dirty. And we went from 3-1, listener. Oh, the I don't know if there's a technical name for that, but you would. I mean, if you wanted to be really, really accurate, which I suppose, you know, if you were in industry or something like that, not in a high school laboratory, or frankly even in a college laboratory, would you care that much? But if you were really trying to actually get a certain amount of product out of something, you had to measure something like that, and you really cared, you wanted to get a number that mattered. You would really want to take into account the fact that you had a certain, you know, mass of glass that and a mass of mercury inside that, which would start out at this particular temperature and would absorb such and such heat, and that would make a difference. If you were doing calorimetry, which is, you know, heat equivalencies, I take a piece of metal at a certain temperature, and I take some water, and I throw the hot metal in the water, and I figure out what temperature it comes to, and the heat exchange that the metal loses, the water gains, they meet in the middle as far as the temperature is concerned. The amount of the amount of heat energy exchange is the same. You calculate back, figure out the specific heat of the metal, fancy schmancy like that. You really should take the thermometer into account, but there ain't no name for it,
but
Jack.
There's no name for that.
Ain't no name for it. We call it, I don't know. I got nothing.
Is there a section you put in your lab report that says
there is? Yeah.
22 degrees Celsius.
In here, well, you would, and to be honest, it would. It's interesting that most of the student thermometers one would use would be larger pieces of glass because they're easier to read. But technically, a smaller thermometer or even a digital thermometer would be better for it. You always lose stuff to the air. We're talking about thermometers here. You always lose a little bit of heat energy to the air. Your calorimeter is, you know, always ideal and all that jazz, but it doesn't really work out that way. Yes, Dewey, you've hit upon science's flaw. Thank you for exposing us to the masses. All three of them.
May I say that there's also something called the Rosenberg uncertainty principle?
The Rosenberg uncertainty
which
principle?
Which used to be that the harder you try to understand what he was talking about, the more you the more you change its meaning.
The serpent.
By the way, Paul Byrd got completely rocked.
Oh, fuck.
And Danny Graves gave up a grand slam to Richie
Sexton.
Me.
Oh, we lose?
They're losing 10-5.
Oh, my God.
In the sixth inning.
Ay, Dios mío. La chupacabra.
Not good.
La chupacabra.
Not good. Not good at all. Not good at all. Not good.
Not
very good.
Good.
Not very good.
Not good.
Not very good at all.
Not good.
So, yes, that was a good one. That was very interesting. I never would have even considered sticking the thermometer in the beaker.
Well, you would have considered it if you had done it last weekend.
That's right. What did you
do?
I don't want to know.
Maybe next week you'll have some more answers. This is more of that teaser technology that you were talking about.
Is that
next,
right?
Next week.
What are you trying to do?
I think Poppy just, like, farted Chinese food smell.
You'll find out.
Oh, he's right. Oh, my God.
Actually,
that's so
can
weird.
Can I just read one of the funniest fart headlines I've heard in a... They're two of the funniest ones.
We were talking about that with
Drew. I gave Drew a hard time because I've been worried that the headlines on Fark are too smarmy.
They are
and
smarmy.
He said that it's actually been a huge thing for them because they've been getting so many of the same links submitted.
You're not a total Farker. It's best and early. If you're early and funny, you win.
It's done.
Actually, at his talk, he said that he waits about 5 minutes. And takes the best one in the first five
minutes. Exactly.
Because that's all it takes to get...
I believe I said early and funny.
Yeah,
thank you very
good.
Much. Thank you.
Well,
thank
here's
you.
A couple good ones.
I listened to what he had to say. I listened to what that Drew had to say.
One said hypothesis. Hypothesis.
How did you live this long without getting the hell beaten out of you? Like,
I'm surprisingly large for my weight.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people.
I don't fuck with people bigger than me.
Okay.
What are you? What prompted that question?
I don't know. I think Dewey wants to fight me. He's cracking his knuckles over there. Hey, look, we can throw down, bald head.
I brought
look,
my Gat.
Here's the problem.
I'm strapped.
He's got a Dalek.
That's
he's got
right.
a Dalek.
He's a Dalek. This Friday?
I have a +4 paladin. All right, go ahead.
This Friday it's on Sci-Fi is the Dalek episode of the new series of Doctor Who, so everyone has to tune in and watch it.
When is it?
TiVo it. This Friday at...
On what?
Sci-Fi.
This Friday on Sci-Fi?
This Friday on Sci-Fi at either 8 or 9 p.m., I forget.
Okay.
Okay.
Check your local listing.
Doctor Who, Dalek time. These are some good headlines, by the way. Hypothesis, this is going to be so awesome. The experiment is replace ordinary eggs in a cake recipe with Cadbury cream eggs. that's kind of funny.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and the other one was this thing about, Colin, new Colin Farrell movie to include synchronized smells. Thankfully, it's not his sex tape.
Okay, I disagree entirely.
I think that's pretty funny.
There's much better headlines. First of all, execution halted because lethal injection might be painful. The irony goes off the wall. The gay games coming to Illinois. Competition to be pretty stiff in the clean and jerk.
That was
pretty
good.
And pole vaulting is going to be a little bit different.
Yeah.
Very good.
That was like Kaz Tadano, who's no longer an Indian, by the way. He's been traded.
Oh, no. Did we really trade him?
Yeah, we traded
him. It was one of my favorite players.
I forget. Well, why? Because he was in a Japanese gay porno movie?
No.
But he was.
He's been a fan for a long time.
Let's just say I'm fan numero uno.
Apple could make a ton of money by selling porn on iTunes, says Captain Obvious McPervmeister. That's not too bad. That's not too bad. So we're reduced to reading Fark headlines. Should we just end the show, maybe?
Yes.
All right, we're going to end the show, but I just want to say real quick that I had a great time this year at Nauticon. It was really fun to be welcomed back. I want to thank Toggy and Freiger. Or Froggy and Tiger
God.
For letting us get in on with press passes. We really do appreciate that a lot.
I totally did not abuse them. I honored my press pass. I never came back for the next 2 days because I had no choice.
Yeah, well, I didn't have any choice
I really
either.
Wish I could have, but...
James's wife is about to give birth, and my wife is pregnant. We're both pretty busy.
Yep. Busy being bitches. All right.
I've never gotten up so many times... In the middle of the night to fetch various things from the kitchen.
There's your mistake, is you started that shit early.
What do you mean I started early? My mistake is this. Like, how about, would you like a glass of milk? Would that help?
No.
She's like, oh, yeah, I'd really like a glass of milk. Would you get it for me?
No.
I'm like, yes.
You're a schmuck.
Of course I'll get it for you, honey.
You're
a schmuck. I love you.
No.
Yeah, so anyway, that's it. All right. So nice show.
It's over.
Nice show. Nice Nauticon wrap up.
It's
do it.
All
appreciate
over.
It. I know it was hard. With us fucking rambling on and interrupting you constantly.
Yeah, that's okay.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
And afterwards, we'll post the video of Dewey beating the hell out of me with a 2x4.
No, we'll have James shooting Dewey's Dalek.
I doubt it. No, I'm not going to shoot his Dalek. I'm going to bust a cap in his ass. And by cap,
what's
I mean, I mean actual
a
caps.
Bank cap?
A bank cap, yeah. And by bank cap, I mean a nut. And by nut,
one time
I think
in,
I've said enough.
One time in bank cap?
One night in bank cap makes the hard man humble.
That's a pun. See, I think that's a pun. All right, that's it.
That's a palindrome.
Thank you very much for listening.
Beat it, you hoodlums.
This was Dial-A-Dork. Visit our website, dial-a-dork.com.
Get the hell off my lawn.
Put a /blog on the end of it to see this week's show links.
Capitalize.
Subscribe to the RSS feed so you know when the shows are uploaded and various things like that.
Capitalize the D in dork and check us out on Wikipedia.
That's right. Capital D, IAL-A-DORK in Wikipedia. And go to the Nauticon entry in Wikipedia and see our totally self-serving edits that we made.
And please feel free to edit us out and make fun of us.
Do not edit us out.
Don't delete our page, but certainly make fun of us.
Yeah, you can make fun.
Yeah, that's all good. It's all good.
All right, so anyway.
But take credit for it, you bastards.
Thanks very much for listening. Visit the website, buy a t-shirt, and all that kind of good stuff.
I heart Tiger Prawn.
Tim, we look forward to next week's unanswerable questions, like what is the sound of one DVR clapping, or something like that. And that's all we got. Anything else, boys?
Nope.
All right, thanks very much for tuning in, all the folks over on IRC.
Yeah.
We keep your... keep your feet on the ground.
And keep reaching for cigars.
Reaching for cigars. There you go. Yeah. Perfect. All right. Goodbye.
Okay, bye.
You get all those pimps together. It was live.